All right, I think we're live now. All right, Yaya, I need you to give us a beat so that we can do something really good. Hold on 1 second. Hold up. Hold on 1 second.
Top of beat.
We're supposed to get some new music so we can add a new fucking new intro and have a new...
You were supposed to do that too?
Yeah, he was supposed to give us the beat, but we already got the logo. I'm just waiting for the new beat. Okay, all right. Give me a nice up-tempo R&B beat.
I'm listening to R&B.
Give me something. Go. Bam. Go ahead. Give me that.
R&B.
Just give me a beat. Give me a beat. I can work with whatever you
want. Okay, good. Okay,
go. For the rest of my life, I'll be banging with you. You know that it's true. You're my OG. For the rest of your life, you'll be banging with me. You know that it's true. Staccato's as an OG. For the rest of your life, you'll be banging with him. You know that it's true. Yeah, is as an OG. So get up, so get up.
Approaching me, she said, I never seen a man who looks so all alone. Could you use a little company? If you pay the right price, your evening will be nice and you can go and send me on my way. I said, you're such a sweet young thing, why you do this to yourself? She looked at me and this is what she said. Oh, baby.
Yo.
So I'm gonna continue to let people know that we live, and hopefully we can get some participation.
Apparently,
you know what I'm saying. We can get some people. You know why they can't participate with us right now?
What's the problem?
I don't have the motherfucking Skype up. So even if somebody wanted to Skype in, right now it would be hard.
Sabotage.
Because the Skype isn't available. So I'm gonna put the Skype up real quick so that people can call in. I think that's a good idea.
Might work
to put the Skype up. So let's find that. Find the Skype real quick. There should be one of these desktop icons. There it is, right by my beautiful earlobe. I got a sexy smile, man. Attention time. Okay. There we go. Finally. You would think, like, if you're doing a live call, the first thing you would do is turn on your Skype.
Yeah. I don't think about
it. You know?
Who knows?
You think, like...
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Hey, when's the last time you spoke to Red Pill?
I don't know. You know, a little bit here and there on the Twitters, you know? A bit here and there on the Twitters. We were going to go... we were talking about taking another trip back down there.
To where?
To the joint to do the... what did we go down there and do? The, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, you're supposed to do that again?
The GameWorks.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so.
Husband this time, too?
I don't know. I mean, we didn't, like, have a, you know, in-depth conversation about it. I had mentioned something about wanting to drink. And she was like, oh, you come down here and drink. And I was like, all right, let's do it. And then she was like, we can do the GameWorks again. And I'm like, cool, beans.
You told me to drop you off? Now come and get you.
What kind of crazy talk?
Look, I have women down there. I gotta make my money. I just go pick up the collection plate.
Excuse me?
Collection plate.
Take
hours.
I didn't know.
Sometimes minutes.
I know, you know.
Oh my God, this is rude.
I didn't know that you had that, my friend. I didn't know that you had that, my friend. You know, I think, you know, regular situation. I know you had the woman down there. You sit with them. You eat with them. I don't know. So we're live showing. Let's see. I'm looking for some friend requests. I'm supposed to be looking and seeing a friend request on my Skype here. I don't see any friend requests. So apparently, sir, if you're listening, you didn't send me any friend requests, Mixter Texans goon. Sir, step your goonage up, sir. So let's get this ball started. You know, it's calling the show. So really, we're not going to really have any topic.
Nope.
You know, whatever you call in about, we're so good at this that we just run with it and just blow your minds with whatever topic that you call in about, because that's how we do.
Yep.
In this world that we live in, okay, in this society. So yep. You can find us on the Skype, L Staccata. That's L S T A C C A T A. Apparently that's the name. I don't know nothing about that.
Yep.
I've been told that that's the name. I don't know.
Yep.
And we're public. So you can find us. You can find us.
Yep.
So you was telling me a story about some, it was a couple things you was telling us.
No, we won't talk about it.
The first one I want to hear about real quick is the Paula Deen shit.
Okay.
Explain it. So if you don't know who Paula Deen is, it's this fat southern white lady who cooks on the cartoon, or not Cartoon Network. Her food is like a cartoon. But she cooks on, what does she cook on?
Food Network.
Food Network. And she uses a lot of butter. She fries mayo.
Yes.
And then she's been hiding the fact that she had diabetes for like 2 years.
Yeah.
Because she thought it would bring her whole civilization crumbling down. But apparently there's another scandal.
Another one.
Is like TMZ Boom Podcast.
Whoa, we're breaking news.
What's the Paula scandal?
Okay, so the new thing that came out is one of her workers came out, and it was about, they said they have about 36 pages of incidents of where there was sexual harassment and physical abuse in the workplace. Now, on Paula Deen's side, against Paula Deen and her brother, Bubba, if I'm not mistaken.
Bubba.
Now, on Paula Deen's side, they're saying that Paula Deen condoned it, the sexual harassment, and she also was making racial epithets.
Racial epithets.
Now.
Like what?
Now the one that they did air was the one about she wishes that she could have a plantation.
Okay.
With black people.
Yes.
Dressed in tuxedos.
Yes.
Like they did in the good old days. House nigga. No, that's not word for word.
Yeah, what's up with that?
That's not word for word, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But if when they read it, if you have any common sense, that's exactly what she meant. Plantation, black people, dressed up in their little tuxedo work suits, slavery.
So she went little pickaninnies.
She wants
out her field, cooking fried butter, picking butter cotton, and all that shit.
Then at the pot stirring, like, you want some oatmeal, master?
I got this stew for you, mouse. Big ass wooden spoon and shit. You know, if that's true, you know,
Damn, Paula.
That's what y'all get. Always loving your white women. Oh shit.
Now Bubba was the one that was he got accused of doing the physical abuse and the sexual harassment.
How are you on somebody's set physically abusing people? Like, I'm assuming this is taking place on the,
this is at their restaurant, of a seafood restaurant that they had.
So he's sexually harassing employees?
Yes.
Oh, okay. What is he, like the head chef?
I'm assuming he runs that restaurant.
So he's like the runner of that. Okay.
Pretty
so
much. He probably runs.
And then she just sits back and laughs like, oh, Bubba, touch her boobie.
Pretty much.
Oh, Bubba, put some butter on it. Slap her ass. Oh, Paula Deen, you fucked up in the game now.
Damn, man. Like, what is he doing? It's like, what does this remind you of? O.J. Simpson. He's just going down.
I feel like we should, verbally attack her on Twitter or something. Ain't that the thing they do now?
I think so.
Verbally attack people on Twitter. That's what they've been doing to that. What's the guy's name who beat up the girl? Beat her up. Chris Brown.
Chris Brown.
They be hating his ass on
Hold
Twitter.
Hold on. Let me tell you something. I'm going to defend Chris Brown. Rihanna should have been learning how to bob and weave. Whose fault is that?
That message is not
no way,
part man. Of the podcast.
If she would have learned how to be ducking and throw some punches back, Chris Brown wouldn't have did it. I'm just saying.
Look, I didn't even go take it back to that. You know, that's old yeah, shit. Is, yeah. But fact of the matter is, you know, I don't know what. You know what I'm saying? Because the fact, and I'm just keeping real, like it or not. If a chick come at me with a shank or something like that,
she
going to get a little, you know, I ain't going to go to work on her. I ain't going to hit her with like a 1-2-1-2, but I'm going to bow and just let it be. Like, look, you had a knife. It's over with. Go away. You know, I might run first if that don't work. Because, you know, sometimes you run and they could get in front of the door. No matter how far away they are from you, you're trying to get out the door and shit. Like, you, all you did was turn around to get to the motherfucking door. This bitch way across the room, you turn around, she in front of the fucking door. Like, how did you teleport? Like, you ain't raiding, you teleporting across the room and shit. That's all I'm saying. She teleported in the car with a knife, tried to electrocute him. He went a little bit too far. He beat her like he was a motherfucking baboon. Like, you seen the shit with the baboon ripped the lady's face off and shit. The motherfucker was acting like a baboon. Let's just keep it real. He was acting like a goddamn champ. He went too far. But, you know, I ain't going to take it all in the negative taste.
The bad thing about it is that they aren't they back together?
Oh, shit, I don't
know. Is that a song or something? I heard they were.
I think they did some songs or something.
Like, damn, man. All right, for real? Really? You know, really?
I don't know what that means.
I know exactly what that means. She forgives him. He's a changed man.
Is he? Are you sure about that?
And that's how he put his hands on you.
But, all right, what was the other thing that you were talking about? You were telling us something else there, sir?
Let's see. No. What news was there?
You was talking some shit about, some shit. And I was like, save it for the show.
Come on, Dark Souls?
Dark Souls. Go.
Oh. Yes, we can get to a little bit of gaming talk. Okay. Let me set the picture.
Set the picture. Set the, you know, the functionality.
Okay, so I'm on the game.
You're on it.
Okay. I'm at the, I'm in Dark Root Garden.
Dark Root Garden.
Dark Root.
Dark Root Garden. Garden.
Okay, I'm in this little area where there are walking trees and other, I guess you want to call them hollow-type people.
Hollow-type people?
Hollow-type people. Now, this, because from what I understand, everybody on there is a hollow, but then there are ones that look, still have, like, humanity, mm-hmm. And then there's those that don't.
Yes.
So I'm assuming that everybody there is a hollow, though, that's in this area.
Okay.
So, anywho, I got invaded. Again.
What does that mean?
See, I use this, the Eye of Death.
Eye of Death.
And what it does is you're supposed to spread misery.
Spread misery.
Okay. And it has other players invade your world by luring them into your world.
Okay.
So I didn't realize that when I used the eye. I thought it was going to automatically put me in the game against somebody.
Right.
But literally you have to kind of wait for it to actually happen.
Okay.
So I'm sitting there and then somebody, you know, they invade me. But they're standing there.
Standing.
So I'm waiting.
Right.
I'm trying to be fair.
Trying to be
I'm
fair.
Like, okay, come and attack me. Let's have a fair fight.
All right.
It's an ambush.
Ambushing.
What happened was when I went over there, I was like, just fuck it. I'm going to kill him. Mm-hmm. Some other asshole came and invaded me, stabbed me from the back, kicked me off the cliff.
Okay. Wait. So you told that whole story.
Wait.
Earlier about how you kicking people off the cliff. You sparting people. This is smart.
And I got sparted myself.
And then they did you. They came back and got you. They sent a soldier and was like, you know what? He got me. But they got off the line, went to their internet community, was like, this motherfucker kicked me off a cliff. I need one of y'all to go and whip his ass. So they came in your game. Got you, waited until you was by a cliff. Like, all that ground in the game, they waited until you was by a cliff, and then kicked your ass off a cliff.
Pretty much, yeah.
Dark Souls.
Dark Souls.
That's Dark Souls in a nutshell.
Dark Souls will... It's not frustrating, it's fun. And that means I have to give a shout out to somebody, though.
Go ahead.
Today I was in, what was it called? Sin's Fortress?
Mm-hmm.
And Jabberwocky. Me and him got into it like four times in a row. I kept going to my little place right there, and I was trying to just fight people so I can get the souls out of them, to level my character up. It was me and him every single time going at it. I told him he beat me every single time, because I think there's another blacksmith in that area, and my weapons are stuck at the point they are. I need to find a better blacksmith to upgrade them. So pretty much everybody I'm fighting in this den's in the Sin's Fortress have way better spells and weapons than I got. It's pretty much he was just jacking me up every single time we got into it. So I told him I was going to give him a shout out for beating my ass four times in a row. And you know what? He ended up befriending me on there just because of that. We fought like four times, so he ended up putting me into his friends list. So I'm in my first Dark Souls friend. So I'm going to go back tonight, though. I'm going to see if he's there waiting for me. And I'm going to fuck him up, though. I'm going to get him this time. I'm going to get him this time.
You're going to fuck him up. So you got to do with him what I did to DM18.
Pretty much. I'm not going to put a bounty out on him. I'm going to get him myself.
You're
going
to get him yourself.
I feel like getting beat down four times by somebody is just embarrassing.
Yes, it's a little bit.
I told him.
A lot of it. Let's just be honest. Oh,
hello?
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 Who's speaking?
Yo, what up?
Hello, who is this talking into us in the microphone?
What up? I am... I'm the best around.
How are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing very well, my friend. I'm just here chilling, listening to your stream podcast.
Welcome to the Boom Podcast Live Podcast, the first person to call in on the podcast.
Boom chagalaka boom.
All right, you hold on 1 second. Yaya's going to finish his Dark Souls story. You hop in with us, and then we're going to come to you and be like, hey, Sponge, what the fuck you want to talk about, all right?
Yeah.
All right.
Okie dokie.
Yeah, go ahead. Finish it up.
Okay, so anyways. That's pretty much it right there.
That was pretty much it?
I got my ass beat, and I'm going to get him.
So basically, you wanted to tell us that. Now, I just want you to understand that when it comes to representing Battle Club Gaming,
right.
I represent by shanking people and taking their dog tags, okay? I represent by getting headhunted on for a $20 PSN card and nobody getting my dog tags. You represent by getting kicked off a cliff and then beat up four times by some random guy. That's how you represent the Battle Club.
I don't talk about the wins. Because the wins are just wins. It don't mean nothing.
The wins are victory scars.
The funnier ones are when you lose and you lose in a humiliating way. Those are the stories you're supposed to tell.
Well, apparently what we have here is I'll be the smiling clown. You'll be the sad clown.
Yes.
Okay. All right. SpongeBob, what's up, man?
Yo, what up, my players?
It's going down, son.
Am I getting a lag here? I'm hearing echo.
Are you hearing echo? Nah, it sounds all right over here.
Echo.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I guess so. Okay. Then maybe I should stop speaking into this can of soup.
Yeah, turn your speaker. Are your speakers on?
My speaker's on.
You got turn the speakers off. You just want to use headphones, man.
I'm using headphones, Dawi.
Well, turn the speakers off and just use the headphones, man.
That's what I'm doing.
You know? You might want to try to roll it up, flip it, smack it, burn it. You know?
Oh, no.
Pal it, whap it, clap it, tap it. You know?
Smack it, flip it, rub it down.
So what's going on, man? What you calling in? You tell us.
I'm calling in to call you out.
Who?
I'm calling in to call you out, Staccata.
Hold on. Before you call me out, we got something we gotta do real quick.
Right.
Yeah, I forgot to tell you, so I just need you to follow along, happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, homeboy SpongeBobbies.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, son. We do Battle Club. You know, we celebrate the community, bring the community together, because we love the community.
I pay my taxes.
He pays his taxes.
Yes.
You know, unfortunately, all of that taxes goes towards stopping all his cousins from getting across the border.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. No, fuck with your brother.
I can't be feeding them all, man.
All right. You want to call? Go ahead.
I'm calling in to call you out, Staccata. You ready?
I'm ready.
Yeah, so you ready?
I'm ready, sir.
All right, listen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, last show, you guys, he talked about my $20 headhunting for him, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And no one got his dog tags, correct?
Nobody.
No one, right?
Nobody.
How did that happen, Staccato?
Because I'm the best person there is playing that game within the entire Twittersphere of everybody connected to the spiderweb linking of Twitter. How else could it have happened?
You know how it happened?
How'd it happen?
I want to know. This is your brother. You know how sneaky and dirty he is, right?
Yeah, I hear you. I'm listening.
This is what he did.
Yeah.
Okay? I'm calling you out, Staccato.
No, okay.
When we set up the room,
uh-huh.
all the T-Piss and all the Boom Podcast community were on one side. Mm-hmm. What does Staccato have to do? He has to go on the opposite side, correct?
Mm-hmm. Right.
No, he's stuck with us.
They didn't tell me that.
Coward.
I asked them in the chat.
Hold on, wait a minute.
I see what this is.
He's talking all that crap about me and Dark Souls.
They're trying to set me up.
At least I had the balls to fight the people. You're like a little bitch right now.
When I got on the squad, because SpongeBob's was the person who did the $20 headhunt. Right. So I was obviously be on his team.
How you talking trash? You on the same
team?
But hold
up, no, because SpongeBob was doing it, so he can't win his own $20.
It don't matter. Everybody was on our side. We can't.
I didn't know that.
If the headhunt was for them to get you,
I didn't know that. They didn't say nothing. The whole time we was playing, nobody said nothing. I even asked them. I was like, is everybody that we playing with from like the Twitter or the they know, basically, they all know about the head hunt.
You smell that, Spongy?
I smell a little bitch.
That's what I smell right now.
Really? I smell a rat.
I think what's going on here is jealousy because y'all couldn't get my tags, so now they went behind the scenes and plotting and planning to take away my victory.
So give us something to eat so I can talk, please.
Go ahead.
All right. It's common. It's just simple math that everybody knows. If we're going to go after one person, that person knows. Oh, cool. When you play freeze tag, that person, that's it. You go on the other side of the house. You go on the other side of the yard. You don't go with the crowd when you're it. When the game starts, you chase everybody, correct?
Right.
Yeah, but I gotta be on the squad. So how am I supposed to?
You're supposed to be on the other side.
Yes, I was under the assumption because my assumption was that y'all were playing in a private room, so everybody in the game was from the community. That's what I assumed.
And we all
since y'all was doing a head hunting thing,
your dog tags, and the first person was trying to get a $20 PSA card,
right.
But that didn't happen because you were on our team.
But if everybody in the room was from the community, then everybody that was on the opposite team still had the opportunity to get the dog tags.
And there was nobody over there.
How was there nobody over there when we was playing like a full game?
No, we went into a game because obviously you didn't buy the Mad Pack or you didn't get the limited edition.
Yeah, I don't have that. No.
So we went into another room. You followed. When you followed, you landed with all of us. There was only one person on the other side, which was, I think it was the Don. And I was with him on Skype. And I kept telling you on my mic, jump onto the other side. But you never got a number of our squad so we could relay this message to you.
I did not hear any of that, even after I got on the mic. Because when I first launched into the game, my mic wasn't on. So I actually had to quit to go into my settings to fix my mic.
Franchise was there.
I know, because he kept sending me the messages, but I couldn't play with none of them because they was on the map pack joints I didn't have. So when I finally joined y'all's game, I was like, I was under the assumption. Now, I'm going to tell you what's going on. This is a motherfucking conspiracy. Look, nobody got my dog tags. If you want another chance at my dog tags, you can have it, son. Everybody, bring it.
Okay, everybody heard that? This Friday night, I'm going to put up another $20 PSN card.
Okay, that's work.
You get Staccato's dog tags. Staccato, I give you 2 hours to survive. Okay, since you don't have the map packs, I'm going to let you join a room. Here's the thing. We need you to join. Okay, this is how it's going to go. We're going to do this at 4 p.m. my time, correct?
That, yeah, that should be about right.
4 p.m. my time. I'm Pacific time. 4 p.m. my time, I'm going to send out a chat text to everybody on my friends list. Mm-hmm, everybody mm-hmm. on my friends list, invite everybody to this chat room. It's, I'm going to name it Staccato Doug Tag Hunt or whatever.
Let's do it.
You join that thing, and then we're all going to meet up on Battlefield 3 this Friday night. $20 PSN card. $10 for each hour that you survive for this 2 hours. If no one gets your dog tag, Staccato, I'll hand over those $20 to you.
That works.
You have to be on the opposite team.
Well, yeah, first, I mean, because I just want to say, I thought I was, but if we could set it up properly to make... Okay, but here's the thing, though. If we have, like, I'm assuming that the whole room is going to be all community members, right?
I'll be on your side. I got your back. I'll make sure they don't get them.
Well, I mean, like, because if it's all community members, that means there has to be somebody, other people on our side, right? Or are we playing like a four-man squad type of thing, like, where it's just like four different teams with the four squads there? Ain't there some shit like that?
Well, okay, when you say squad, that's people on your team.
Right, yeah, but because the squad is the four-man team, right?
Yeah.
So you got the squad, and then you got the whole team, like the whole fucking unit.
You have your gang, and then you have your little neighborhoods.
Yeah, so like everybody who's in our gang, none of them people are going to be able to get my dog tags.
No, they're not. And I'm not being racist, but all my brothers from the UK, you guys can join me and Staccato on his team and protect them, because I don't know if a American PSN card would work in the UK.
I don't think so.
No way. But if you know my UK buddies. A lot of them are pretty good, like the Don, D-Sonic, Zono. If you guys want to act as bodyguards and help Staccato, I'll be on his team because I want to see who does it first. I don't know if I can see it, but obviously you'll be honest and say who took them, right?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. The first person that get them.
Everybody else that wants to fuck up Staccato.
And I actually might record it.
You have an opportunity to take my dog tags. I mean, I make it easy. I see you coming running, I just toss them at you. I don't give a fuck about that. But I'm asking my UK partners to help me out and be on Staccato's side. So that's how we're going to do this, all right, Staccato?
All right.
We'll have the UK plus myself backing you up. Everybody else, the Stir Poppy fucking franchise, Derek, you need to buy this fucking game. I know you're an Xbox fanatic boy, but fuck, dude. Everybody else that has the NBA, Pantera 2, all of you guys, $20, man. Easy. You can have fun.
Diddy still got it, don't he?
Ah, fuck Diddy. I'm just kidding, Diddy. I'm just kidding. But he gets rid of his games. I don't know why. But anyways, $20 PSN card, all right? That's how we're going to do it. I'll send out the invite at 4 p.m. my time, Pacific time. You join that sucker. We'll join a server that's nobody's in it. We'll join in there. Just wait. You know, be fucking patient until everybody joins when the game starts. And boom. You survive those 2 hours, I'll hand over that code number to you, Staccato.
That works. I'm about to get paid. That's all I know. I'm about to get paid.
The person that takes it. And here's the thing. I'm not going to get on Skype. I'm not going to tell these dudes where you're at. I'm going to play this shit fair and square. We'll use the mics only with the PlayStation.
In game.
Yeah. Well, I'm doing this for fun, and because you keep talking shit, no one's got your shit.
Look, I can talk my shit because nobody got my shit, so then they start a conspiracy against me. That just deepens my shit talking.
even my son was sitting next to me, my 9-year-old son. And he said, why is he in your team? He shouldn't be on the other side?
He was like, I'm going to tell you what the real conversation was like. Pops, why is this guy so much better than you?
No, he was like, why is he?
Game up, Dad.
Oh, whatever.
Backhanded like that.
All right, so that's how we're going to make sure that. And then, if we.
And you need to take, you need to put this podcast out by Thursday so people can listen to it and be ready and know what the hell's gonna happen.
I'm gonna do my best. Actually, since it's live, I might not do a lot of editing on it, so that'll make it easier. It
rough, rugged, and raw.
You know what I'm saying? So we do the old dirty bastard style.
Yes.
So that's it. We're gonna do another headhunt on Staccata. And I'm gonna throw a post up on the Boom Podcast for it. Put the day and the time, and I'll put that out there. So you know,
put it there.
If y'all down for it, you know the time, the room. I know I might got one dude that might want to join with us. He's my arch nemesis in Battlefield 3. motherfucking DM. Hold on, let me go on a little. Hold on, 1 second. I need everybody to calm down for a second.
Oh,
DM 18th.
Is that the microwave?
Son.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Smells good.
Thank Sorry. You.
We've been going back and forth in this game for a long time. I want you to hear me.
Back, forth, and forth.
I got your dog tags, son. And you never get my fucking dog tags, not even with $20 on the line. Okay? Now, I'm going to personally send you this podcast and the times to listen to it so you can hear this challenge. You will join SpongeBobby's room, and I will humiliate you in front of everybody. DM 18th. Son. I'm done. I was mad a little bit. I'm back. We're okay.
All right.
Wow. We ain't got nobody else calling in yet, so you want to stick around with us until somebody else calls or until you got
to
go?
Fuck yeah. I'll show you how to do this.
So, I was playing some Final Fantasy 13 too.
You know what? I got to go.
This is Final Fantasy 13 2 segment.
Let's talk about something else.
This is the good. Have you ever played a Final Fantasy game?
I'm Latino.
That is the best reason to play. Who do you think does all the Final Fantasy cosplay at the conventions? The Latinos.
No, they don't, dude.
Yes, they do. They like play Japanese characters and they speak Spanish and shit and be like, "Oh, and that's Final Fantasy." Yeah, it's a Japanese accent.
I want to talk about an app that I found.
Hold on. Say that for a minute. Let me get into this real quick.
Go.
So you know, at this point, I'm at the end of the game. All right. Hands down, this is one of the best Final Fantasy games ever created. That's a hard rock to throw, but I'm throwing that rock. Okay. From the story to the characters, like one of the most hated characters in the last Final Fantasy, other than Vanille, was Hope. People hated it because he was like a crybaby.
He was a wuss.
And even his character in this new game is dope. Like he still kind of got the kind of whiny, not really whiny, but just like, I missed all my friends type of shit. Mm-hmm. But even him as a character, he's a really good character and he's really dope to the plot. And the thing is, nothing is wasted here. Mm-hmm. Every fucking character, every event, every situation, everything you do plays into the whole. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and it's fun. Like, even though, like, you'll jump to the same environment, but at different times, you know? It's all dope. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, and the bad guy is ill. Like, his reason for doing what he's doing is straight bad guy. Like, it's one of those good guy, bad guy things. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. It's just, Kai's is sweet. If you haven't played 13-2, you gotta play it. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Algebraic!
What the fuck are you doing?
What is
asshole?
That?
But, I mean, you know, I'm gonna say that. I'll say that for the main podcast when we come back. But that shit is hot, man. Are you gonna play that? Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Above Dark Souls.
You gotta play. You gotta play.
I got the Dark Souls. I'm gonna get my Dark Souls.
I mean, everything that was hated about the Final Fantasy 13 is fixed here. You know what I'm saying? Like the only thing that's different is the that wasn't necessarily fixed but tweaked kinda is the party system. Like you know, in most RPGs. I'm about to mute this motherfucker. The party system, you know how you get different cats, like, randomly throughout the story and stuff. Yeah. And there's really no party system. Every now and then, you'll come out with somebody else to fight on your side. But for the most part, it's you, the two main characters, and the monsters. But even that becomes dope, being able to collect all the monsters, like fucking Pokemon. And, you know, trying to figure out the abilities that they have. And then they have their own leveling system to grow them up. And then they can eat other monsters to get their powers and shit. What was the one joint for the PlayStation 1 where you got the monsters and then you could basically infuse them to create new monsters. Jay it was Jay Cocoon, which was a dope ass game. If you ain't played Jay Cocoon, track that joint down and play that. That shit is off the chain.
That was inside. That was a real good game.
But it's kind of Jade Cocoon-ish. Jam. You know what I'm saying? But Final Fantasy 13 2, ain't nothing I can say. It's dope, man.
Cool.
It's dope. App. Tell us about your app, SpongeBobbies. You asshole.
All right. First of all, T-Piss Sponge. You guys need to follow me. I got these cool games going on, and some people are enjoying it. I don't know. You guys didn't do it, did you?
Yeah, you're wrestling Kiki Cat? Yeah,
you got to get with me, bro. Look, this is what I do. If you love WWF, mm-hmm. you want to play this game. There's no prizes involved. It's just fun time to use Twitter and have fun. So what I do is I throw out a hint. My first hint was yellow. D-Sonic X said Hulk Hogan. I said, you know, ding, 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 winner. My next one was Yellow Stripes. Three people guess, you guess them wrong, and then I throw out another hint. Okay? So the next hint was a pear. Three guesses, no one got it right. So the next hint is Black Stripes. Same thing happens, no one guesses it. Next hint is Tag Team. Alright? Mm-hmm. So three more guesses, no one got it.
This is exciting.
So, well, okay, I'm just bullshitting. Anyways,
no, you ain't like that. He was having fun with this shit.
You know what? I have fun with it because other people are like, "Fuck, who the fuck is it?" Right? But you know, you guys want to follow me? Follow me. Anyways, here's a little game for you two. All right. Mm-hmm. This is Adventure Time. You guys need. I'm gonna play you a clip, and you name the character. You guys ready?
Go.
First one.
Go.
Let's get this party started.
Who the fuck was that?
What is that?
Is that the little ghost girl? What's her name?
No.
Damn it.
Is that the... What? I don't know. Is that like the cat of another hero or something like that on their show?
No. Here goes another. I'm going to give you another clip from the same character.
Okay.
Okay,
ready? You guys can hear it nice and clear, right?
Yeah, we got it. We got it.
Okay.
What the jug is that?
Wait, is that the main hero guy?
What's his name?
Adventure Time.
What's his name?
Adventure Time.
No.
No, what's his name? Jake?
What is his name?
The fuck is it? Nope. What's the Adventure Time guy's name?
What's his name?
Nobody knows the Adventure Time guy's name.
How do you say his name? How do you say the end in Spanish?
They say the end in Spanish?
Yes.
Isn't that Enya or something like that?
No, how do you say the end?
Oh, the end. Oh, say
unos
end.
Momentos.
That's 1 minute, fool.
Word to your mother!
¿Dónde es el ganto?
Finn.
Oh, yes, Finn.
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 I like Adventure Time.
Next character.
Fat, fat, fat. Daddy's little fatty.
Oh, that's the Ice King.
Ah, ding, 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 ding.
I like the Ice King. He's fucking funny.
Almighty, ready?
Yep.
Holy fig, that's awesome.
Okay, now that's his partner. I can't remember his name.
Solving crimes and making up rhymes.
What was the dog's name? The dog guy with the
Jake.
Jake?
That ah, name? Ding, 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 ding.
I knew one of them was a Jake.
I bet you wish you were my butt.
Finn and Jake.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
Two more.
Yeah, no, I won't.
Wait, that's the princess girl.
I was about to say that, too.
What's her name? Princess Blob?
I got to jet off on my swan to take care of some royal junk.
Princess.
What's her name?
Haberdashery.
Something you chew.
Princess Gum.
Ah, ding, 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 ding.
Yeah.
All right, last character. Ready?
Go.
I'm bored, and I'm not having any fun.
Oh, that's... I know that. That's the fat chick.
Dad, what was it right now?
Here's a hint. It sounds like B. Smith.
Whatever, it's 2009!
Oh man, it's oh my god, I can't remember that one. I don't have it. I don't have that one. I don't have that one. You have to give it to us. You have to give it to us.
It is Lumpy Space Prince.
Ah, yes.
2009!
The episode where they went back to her little home planet and shit. That shit was funny as hell. Now,
our mother!
The question is, if we were to take
I'm killing time.
Adventure Time to the next great level.
In 3D.
What would it be? Are we looking at Adventure Time movie? Adventure Time video game? What do they do? I want a game. Because I want an RPG that's not so serious. You know, I want a fun RPG.
With a Zelda / Mario / 3-dot game. What is it? 3-dot game heroes?
3D-dot.
3D-dot. With a hint of resistance in it.
Where the fuck does the resistance fall in?
Weapons.
Okay, so crazy weapons.
Crazy weapons.
Crazy Adventure Time weapons.
Dude, that would be awesome.
You take his sword, you add a balloon to it, it becomes a flying sword.
Flying sword of justice.
I get it. Now, has anybody, Sponge, you're a super Adventure Time fan, have you read the comic book?
I don't read.
Oh, fuck.
Of course he doesn't read.
Another fucking minority statistic.
Can't read English anyway.
Damn it.
Damn it, Spongy.
I don't read.
Ah, shit, man.
Don't feel bad. Neither do I.
Well, I'm about to get that shit. I want to read it because I like.
I look
show
at
so
books
much.
And I feel the paper and I say, what a waste of trees.
Well, you can. Okay, if you want to not waste the trees and still look at pictures, I'm sure you can get it on your. Did you fix your iPad?
Yeah, I got it done. My wife did. Actually got that for my birthday.
Sweet. So there you go. You can probably get it online and get the joint hooked
and
up.
I won't.
Oh, man,
you know what? I'm too busy fucking bringing money in to feed my kids, pay my mortgage, and play video games.
Hey, look, man. You got to make time for other things sometimes. You know, sometimes you got to be like, look, kids, it's no food today.
Staccato?
Read Adventure Time.
Okay, Staccato, myself, the Don, and Stella King Sai, or Seer 666.
Yeah.
Fucking devil worshiper motherfucker. We four, five of us have a little thing going on Twitter as well.
Okay.
We tweet pick our dinners, what we're cooking, what we're eating.
Yes, we do.
Right, Staccato?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
And that is fun, correct?
It is very fun. It's very exciting. Actually, thanks to La, we have took it to the new level, and we started a Tumblr of ours. So if you want to check out some of the restaurant foods and home foods, you can check us out at sanandlana.tumblr.com.
Damn.
Yeah, we got. You ain't checked the page out yet?
No, man. I'm, if I have to read, I ain't going to do it.
It's got pictures, man. It's pictures.
Oh, I'm there.
I'm going to post it up in the Twitter so you can check it out. But it's like, restaurant joints and shit. But yeah, we got a little thing, a little community of food shares.
We are the food Twitter instead of the food network. We're the food twatters.
We twat the food.
Yayezo, you're a chef, correct?
Yes, I am, sir.
Dude, you need to start posting pics of what you're doing out there, brother.
You know why I can't? Because it's fucking cheap. I'm trying to get his ass to buy a camera and a fucking video recorder, but he wants to run around playing video games with his life instead of spending some good money.
All the tweeting I do is not even off my cell phone. I'm using an iTouch. As long as I get Wi-Fi, there's certain areas in my city that I get free Wi-Fi. Mm-hmm. And you know, you walking, standing at a bus stop, sucking a lollipop, something Kujay said. You might be able to find free Wi-Fi, and all I do is I take a picture and I tweet it, like my Tapatio picture, the one you said that looks like my dad. Those pictures I take while I'm having my lunch in a certain area where they give out free Wi-Fi, and I do that, and I catch up on tweets and I twat, and you know, and Twitter is fun, but I don't use my cell phone. I don't have a 3G. I have a regular cell phone, but I do have all the high technology like iPads and 2 PS Vitas now in my home. If you guys saw that twit pic.
Two.
Which one is it?
Two.
Two PS Vitas.
Oh, yeah, I saw that joint. Yeah, congratulations to the children of Sponge, because they got the twins. Next level of technology right there. Nice. That's not, you know, that's beyond.
Yeah, but it doesn't have the 3G.
Okay, you just got the, okay. You know, hey, that worked. You know, little kids, they don't need that 3G anyway.
I don't need them tweeting more than me.
They got Twitters?
No, I'm saying.
Because I'll say my kids, they know my kids be on motherfucking Twitter. How to get off the Twitter? Get off of it.
They're not twatting, but yeah, Yizzle, you got to get in this, man. If you need Wi-Fi, you go to McDonald's. You get free Wi-Fi. Just agree on their terms, and that's it.
He's got the Wi-Fi at home. That's the crazy thing. So he can just click clack, give me my shit back, biatch, post it right on his Twitter, and be in it.
I like how he's just quiet.
We can do that. You know what? A couple of podcasts back.
Oh yeah, right.
There's something that we completely forgot about.
Yeah, I'm talking about that.
So now we are going to. I'm gonna make this a double up. Okay, I'm a double up. If you follow me, double up. Follow me here, SpongeBobbies.
Let's do it.
Now, do you remember a couple of podcasts ago? At the end of the podcast, we talked about hooking Yayizzle up on a date. You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
So this is what we're gonna do. Now there is one place where not only can we hook Yayizzle up on a date, but we can get him a motherfucking device to take some cameras and video. You know what that place is called, SpongeBobbies?
No.
Craigslist.
Oh, snap.
So now this gonna be the best. This gonna be the best shit though. We are going to buy a camera from the girl that he goes out on a date with.
We're going to put them on ChristianMingle.com.
What? See, I knew it. I heard you trying to rule my atheism. Shame on you.
I think it's going to work. So we're going to get on there. We're going to find, maybe we can find him like the iPod with the camera on it. So then he can have a triple device.
He needs an eye touch.
The joint. Yeah, the iPod touch joint. So yeah, with the front and back camera.
Get an 8 gig. That's all you need. You just put your. You don't listen to music anymore, so you don't need it for music.
And if you do, what you do, you can put music on there, video. So it's not like it's just a camera. This is a multifunctional device.
And you can just when you get home, you can update your podcast without even plugging into your PC.
Just wireless. Just go.
Bam. Here's another thing. Why aren't you on my PSN friends list? And you don't want to accept any more friends on your list? What's up with that?
Whoa, me?
You!
I haven't gotten an invite from you yet.
Whatever.
No, seriously, I haven't got one.
Whatever.
What's that mean? Did you send one? I don't get it.
He won't give out his PSN name, remember? He's been very shady about it.
Oh, yeah, I thought you were supposed to change your name. What happened to that? Yeah. Did you change it? No,
it's still Orochi Ken.
So are you going to keep it?
Just keep it. Just work with it.
All right, so it is Orochi Ken.
Because I end up getting more people off of Little Big Planet 2 and stuff.
Send me an invite, bro. I got Little Big Planet 2. Me and you can play with our sacks.
Yes. Yeah, y'all can juggle y'all sacks together.
Actually, we can't get on there. I let you play it yet?
No, I'm still playing Final Fantasy.
So when
honestly, just take it because it's going to be because after I play Final Fantasy, I'm thinking about getting that binary domain.
Okay, then what game is now? Is that the one we're trying to get with you, man?
Yeah, that's the one with the robots and they be shooting shit like blah 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 blah. We do that.
What about you, Sponge? You gonna get that?
No.
Oh.
He's scared of real shooters. He likes to play stuff like Battlefield 3, little soft-ass games.
No, it's not that, dude. It's
shit.
I don't. You know what? It's hard to keep up with fucking games. You got games coming out like out of the yin yang, and you know I gotta control where my funds go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, McDonald's needs their money every week. It's just, you know what? Battlefield's fucking fun. I'm not going to lie to you. I really enjoy playing Battlefield 3, and it's so far it's kept my attention. Usually other games like Resistance 3, SOCOM 4, Killzone 3, yeah, they got great online, but it hasn't held me down as Battlefield 3 has.
That's Resistance 3 is way better than Battlefield 3, hands down. Online and offline.
So why don't you play it?
Because Yayizzle got mine because he's running through the single player. I actually wanted to do a...
He dies at the end.
I wanted to do a Resistance 3...
Oh, spoiler alert.
Game night, but nobody plays that shit.
No one plays it because it sucks.
Because it's the best. Because everybody thinks it's game brainwashing. Mm-hmm. Just because Battlefield 3 and Modern Warfare 3, Modern Warfare, the modernist of warfares came out, mm-hmm. everybody thinks these is the best shooters, but they're not. They're brainwashing y'all. The best shit on the market right now that you could play is Resistance 3 when it comes to shooting people in the ass, son. The guns is crazy. The stages is crazy. You can play with alien people or regular human people. But either way, you got special powers.
No, I hear you. It's fun and all, but it's not like... It's just the realism of Battlefield 3 is to me... I mean, I'm a SOCOM head, so... To me, this is as close as it gets to having a good SOCOM game. And that's all that I can really say about it.
But you know... I could completely agree if, and this is an old argument, you know, I've been making it since Battlefield 3 came out. If this shit was more like Bad Company 2, not even in the silliness of it. You keep the serious tone, but Battlefield, what people say Battlefield is supposed to be like, this seems so far fucking off. You know what I'm saying? And it seems right. like Bad Company 2 better encompassed what a Battlefield game is supposed to be like and shit. I could be wrong, because I'm not like, you know, I haven't been on Battlefield like that. You know, I didn't play all the old shits. I started with Bad Company 2. Like, I dabbled in some of the other ones, but didn't really fuck with them. But, you know, from my understanding, Bad Company 2 was like, oh, shit. But then with this shit, it was a step backwards. It was a serious step backwards.
See, to me, I started with 3, and it took me a while to get used to it. I died a lot. And, you know, now I get a couple kills, and I enjoy it. You know, it's fun just playing with the community. That's what I like about it. It's a game that most of the community does have, and they do get together and they do play.
That's true, Nat, and I agree with that, even though I don't play a lot. But to know when I do get on there, you know, there will be community members. There will be DM18th, which we need to – I want you – you know, I'm going to try to bring him in with you guys because he plays a lot, and you guys play a lot, so we'll see if we can get him in y'all's mix. He's really dope. He is a good player. I talk shit about him because it's fun, but he's a super-ass, dope-ass player.
All right. I hate to cut you off, but I got to roll out of here.
Oh.
Yeah.
Leaving us, Spongy.
Ole, my mentor, dos queramos.
¿Cómo te llamas?
Yo me llamo Jose.
All right, so go shout the people about the headhunt one more time. Give them that information.
All right, guys, this Friday, which is what, the 8th?
Something
like that. The 9th. John Carter opens the 9th, so yeah, the 9th. And there will be a headhunt, $20 PSN card, whoever gets Takata's tags. The first person to get them. You want to play, you have to be on the opposite team. I'm sorry for my UK partners, my buddies out there on the other side of the pond. I don't know if the transaction between dollars and euros or fucking rubles, whatever you guys use.
Wow.
I don't know if you can use the code on that side.
Gold coins.
But if you guys can still be part of it and be in Staccata's team with me and Staccata and help protect him. If Staccata makes it for 2 hours, Staccata gets
the
PSN card.
So.
The first person gets it, they get the $20 PSN card. But I'm just doing this to keep the community alive and keep us together. You know, we're dying out there. So another thing, on the 8th of March, mm-hmm. everybody go to your local Taco Bell and order your Dorito Taco Shell Taco.
I heard about that.
What?
Are we going to get that out here in Columbus?
I don't know. I've never heard of this. I don't even know where the fuck
it is. If you're not getting it, go to TacoBell.com,
uh-huh.
tweet it. If you tweet it, if they get enough tweets from your area, they'll bring it to your area. It's coming on the 8th to my area because I started a mass tweet, and plus I work for Frito-Lay, which, you know, we sell Doritos. So I pushed it at my job, and we're getting it, I think, at 20 locations in my area. It's basically... The taco shell of your crunchy taco is basically a whole giant Dorito in the taco shell form.
That is the most fat ass shit I've ever heard
that
in my life.
and here's the cool part. After you eat your taco and the parts that fall onto your paper,
mm-hmm.
those are Doritos.
He's right. That sounds delicious though.
So go on go to TacoBell.com. I don't know where the fucking link is. Look for it, and if it's not coming to your area, you punch in your zip code, and if it's not coming to your area, you start tweeting the fuck out of it.
Tweet the fuck at Taco Bell so you can be part of history and eat one of the most unhealthiest things.
Taco Bell Dorito tacos.
Taco Bell Dorito.
I still get the award to Double Down.
Now, my question is, though, before we get to the Double Down, are they going to put the Fritos on top of the Dorito?
Well, so
you got a Frito taco.
Out here Dorito. In LA, we got the Frito burrito.
We got that. We do got the Frito burrito.
Okay, so it's mainly, so it's a bean burrito with hot Fritos in it. Yes, so, sir. I mean, Frito and Taco Bell, we're doing it big, baby. It's like T-Piz and Boom Podcast.
Yes.
Do it up, son.
That's right. Big. All right, guys, I got to roll. But I'll see you guys on Friday. Staccata.
Yeah.
You're going to take your fucking dog tags.
I want them to try. Bring it on.
And the person that does it, make sure you take a picture of it and tweet it. And I'm going to tweet it for you. And hopefully we get 1,000 tweets on it. And yada, yada, yada. And Staccata can't glorify this shit anymore.
It's not going to happen, guys. It's just not going to. I'm sorry, guys. It's not going to happen. Let's go. Let's do it. I'm ready for it. So this Friday,
all right,
The Hunt, T-Piss, SpongeBobby. Check you later, son.
Hey, wait. Make sure this podcast comes out on Thursday, brother.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to get it out. I'm going to get it out. I'm going to do my best, man. I'm going to get it out.
And tweet about it. Everybody tweet about it.
Yeah, you know, we tweet about it all day. I'm going to throw a post up on the site, so it's going to be promoted. All right, brother.
I'm out.
Peace. All right, yo.
Peace.
One.
Yo. There we have it, man. That's our one call. Always participate. Mr. SpongeBobby, is anybody else want to call in?
Remember.
Call us up on the Skype. LSTACCHTA. But real quick, we're going to try to do something that we've never done before successfully on the Boom Podcast. And we're going to get the fucking owner of the website on the phone. Possibly. This motherfucker. Now you got a podcast on your website and you ain't never even fucking been on it. So let's give him a call. Here we go. Wait a minute. There we go. Can you hear that?
I hear from the outside.
Can you hear that? Hello? What are you doing? Hello, we're trying to hear you on the podcast. Are you there? Damn it, he's hung up on us, you son of a bitch. Motherfucker.
You know what we need? This is the problem. We just need to wait for him to get his other computers going by and have him Skype with us.
No, damn it. We're going to get this.
He's probably driving.
Fuck that. I don't care. We're going to get him on this damn show. He's going to participate with us, goddammit.
And why are you trying to do that? Remember that, the cartoon? It was... Oh, we got the call.
Why is it not working? I don't want it to come over. Please leave your message.
Damn it! Oh, he turned his
phone off.
Damn
it!
Called you a...
Damn it!
Oh.
Once again, we failed to get him on the show.
I don't want to talk to your black ass.
You know
ass.
What? I'm done with this shit. Oh, shit. I don't know why that didn't work. When you do that, it's supposed to bring it over the joint. You couldn't hear it on the joint. But, okay, you just go... Do we want to take a break real quick and come back?
Let's do a quick one.
All right, let's see. Let's find some break music, and then we'll be right back, and then we can take more callers if anybody else wants to call. Oh, there, now he won't call. Hold on. We're going to hook him up and see if we can get him on the show. Hey, there we go. Hello? 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 You're on the Boom Podcast. What the fuck are you doing, man? Anyway, hang up on us again. That's it. We're taking a break. You are no longer our boss, you asshole.
What's going on here?
No, I don't fucking know anymore.
You lost all control of this goddamn show.
I don't know
show.
Anymore. It's gone crazy.
Yeah.
It's gone crazy.
Fire.
Oh, shit. All right, we're taking some break music.
We're taking a break because we're losing control of the show right now.
We'll be back in a minute, guys. Peace.
God, we'll never have a good show, ever.
this is a nice break. You take those nice breaks. We got them good breaks. Like black folk breaks, you know, because you got half an hour break and you come back after an hour.
2 hours.
You will claim that you was in break the whole time.
That's right.
Some craziness. So you had something you want to talk about, and I'm going to hook up, see if we can get Mr. Goon up in here. He was wanting to call in, so we'll see if we can pop him up. But you were saying there was something that you wanted to speak on your mind?
Well, the cartoon. Well, keep trying to think about okay, now, it was a baby.
A baby?
Okay. I think he had a rocket or some sort of shit.
Remember you're talking about...
You know I'm talking about? And he had the little one with the long nose, the green alien robot.
Yeah, he used to flip him around and he would turn into different shit.
Yeah, what was the name of that cartoon?
Super Max, Baby Max. I was watching that joint. I think it was Super Max. Because he had a little mohawk.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then the pacifier. That's a good show. That was a good show. That was a really good show.
You got to smack people up.
TV is good. TV, there's a lot of good stuff on TV. Not a lot of bad stuff on TV, but there's a lot of good stuff on TV. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, I'm going to just take it back one more time. Come on, guys. I really need people to purchase Final Fantasy 13 too. It's near and dear to my heart. It's a good thing. It's a good thing. It makes you dig deep down into yourself and really want to earn your keep in time. You know what I'm saying? We need to get a call in here before we run out of shit because I can already feel it happening. You know, you get to that point, you be like, what the fuck is y'all talking about? I don't know. I don't know what the fuck we're talking about. I don't know what the fuck is going on, so let's see.
Cause there's nothing, no new shows that are really...
Once Upon a Time. You still ain't watch it though.
Over.
But you still haven't found it. That shit is it's a good show, man.
I've not watched it. I don't know why I haven't watched it.
It's a good show. Okay, right now it's a little bit annoying because you kind of like you're getting stuff, but you're not. I don't feel like I'm getting enough. But you're getting enough to keep you watching, but it's kind of an annoying watch. But it's a good show, though. Just, you know, the characters and shit and the situations they get into, it's a good show. You know what I mean? It's a dramatic, climactic tactic. It's some good shit. Grimm, getting really good. Okay? They did the, what was the one? The three bears? Like, somebody's been sleeping in my bed.
Oh.
Sinbad's been sleeping in my bed. It was their version of that, which ended pretty interesting. Dude, you like comedy, right?
Yeah.
You like to laugh, correct?
I like to giggle.
Whitney, and I've talked about it before, but Whitney is some funny shit on TV.
Who stars in that?
Whitney. That's the best one. Hey, I don't know where the fuck she came from.
Oh, okay.
Like, I guess she was like a stand-up comedian first or something. And like normally, you know, when you get stand-up comedian people, they fucking suck.
Right.
When they do like their TV shows and shit. Mm-hmm. Who was the one fucking crazy dude that's on the 30 Rock show now?
Tracy Morgan.
His show fucking sucked.
30 Rock sucked. Or not sure
I don't like 30 Rock either, but remember he had his own, the Tracy Morgan show.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, they was playing it on repeats on the black station, because when you watch black TV stations, all you get is repeats of black shows.
Some shows that never even finished their series out.
Fucking three-episode series, that they play the three episodes back to back to back, and then they play it out of order to try to trick you. Like, wait, is this a new episode?
No.
Fucks, the same shit, you assholes.
Good to you.
But yeah, man, that shit is funny as fuck. And it ain't even like it's no like special premise to it or nothing. Mm-hmm. It's just like her and her boyfriend living in the crib and shit. Basic sitcom setup, and then they got their little friends and shit. But it's just the characters is just funny as shit. And her as a main character is fun. Like the last joint we watched, right? They was like walking down the street and shit, right?
Uh-huh.
And then, a dude comes out and he's trying to rob him and shit, right? So the dude is like, give me your money and shit. So the guy's like, it's cool, Whitney, just do what the guy says. And then he turns around and she darted down and she's like halfway up the block, shit, right? So he get mad at her and shit. It's like, you know what I'm saying? You're not supposed to leave in a situation like that. Mm-hmm. And she was like, the fuck you are? You're supposed to run. Like, that's what you do with everything and shit. So he said, like, she was supposed, you know, it was that whole thing where she was like, well, you know, I'm sorry, I'll never do it again. Mm-hmm. And she went and got a security system and stuff to prove that she can be counted on in an emergency and shit, right? Mm-hmm. So she was in bed. He comes into the apartment and shit. And he's like, all right, he's going to test her to see what happens. So he switches the alarm on shit. So he's thinking, like, to see if she's going to actually try and save him and shit. Mm-hmm. So she hops out of the bed, pushes his ass out the way, and goes darting out the door, son. Like, it's just funny as fuck, man. It's just funny. It don't sound funny because I'm telling it, mm-hmm. but when you watch it, it's funny as shit. Mm-hmm. And if you got the Hulu, you need to watch that shit, son. But yeah, call in show. So if you'd like to call in, you can hit us up on Skype, El Staccata. You know, come on through, butts. You know, it's all right. Because, you know, right here, this is about the time we start to die. You know? This is the time where we figure out that we suck at podcasting. And we need assistance from the community. Because if you listen to the last show, you know, I don't know, man. But what else? There's some issues to shoot. We was talking before about the minority in the games.
What?
The minority in the games. The black people was the Mexicanos in the game. Remember, a couple of us were some podcasts back. Oh,
yeah, characters.
Well, apparently, the new Assassin's Creed, straight Indian brother, you know? Revolutionary War, I believe, back there. You got a tomahawk and shit, a little bit racist, but that's okay.
A little bit cool.
Why can't he have the double blades? Why you gotta have a tomahawk? But that's what to do. You got a tomahawk, you know? So I think it's one of those situations where the gaming world is going to start catching up and realizing that you can really expand a story by using different racial characters without being racist.
Right.
Okay?
Yes.
Like because the experience of... And here's the thing. You really need to have the character told from somebody who has the experience from that side of the character. Because it gives you a whole different view of the world. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like the same event seen by an Asian guy, a white guy, a Mexican guy, and a black guy might be interpreted in different ways. You know? So I think if you have a game where that interpretation is really coming from, you know, that person, it's a whole different shit, man.
Awesome.
It's a whole different world. It's like being high on drugs.
Ooh, high.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm I don't care about the Assassin's Creed game.
No.
But I like the fact that they did that. I think that's cool. Yeah. And I don't know if it was a purposeful thing. You know, maybe they sat down and was like, oh, hey, let's make this one an Indian guy.
Indian Joe.
Blackfoot.
Indian Joe Jim.
Okay? I don't know if that's what they did. But if that's not what they did, that's fine. That's even better. Because it means you were thinking with your brain when you made this game. You're thinking with your brain.
It's time to use Peg Leg Joe.
Now we're gonna save this. You know how we're gonna save this shit? Because we got fucking emails, you ass. So if you want to send us some emails, you can boompodcast@gmail.com. We always appreciate emails because it always keeps the show going. When things is about to die, you guys keep it alive. Oh, did you hear about this shit? Fucking PSN Sear had posted some shit up on the Twitter before about some fucking, like, Atari game selling for, like, $30,000 or some shit.
No. What,
some guy, that? Like, had it in his locker or something. I should find the story so I could know what I'm talking about.
What Atari game was that?
But it was, like, some old... Apparently, it was some game that had came out, I think, in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
But they never put it in full production here.
Oh.
And they made, like, 5 copies or some shit like that.
That's it?
Yeah. So it's like a super rare title.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess the dude just kind of had it or whatever and decided to sell it one day and sold it to some dude for like in the thousands of dollars. Mm-hmm. And it was just the illest shit. I'm like, it makes me want to hit up like some yard sales.
See, man, that's what I want, man. I've been thinking about doing that this year, man. Some thrift stores and yard sales and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Man, if you found a Vectrex, you make some money.
Some who?
Vectrex.
What's a Vectrex?
Vectrex is the only system I know that actually had its own proprietary screen that wasn't considered a handheld. Everything, it was a TV, like the monitor sitting in front of you.
Uh-huh.
Had a controller hooked up to the front, like it would be right here.
Uh-huh.
It was sitting on, it had a little base like this. And you put the game in on the side.
Wait a minute.
And you just plug it into the wall. That's it. It was its own proprietary system. Screen.
$60?
Games and everything.
$60?
That what he sold it for?
$60?
They said it was thousands and thousands.
I thought it was 60. Is that supposed to be a... I hope that's supposed to be a motherfucking comma, not a dot. Gotta be 60,000. Maybe that's 60,000? Because I see 60 dot. And that's like $60.
That's
but
gotta
I'm thinking
be
that's supposed to be...
60,000.
That's 60,000.
30.
60,000. Yeah, $60,000. That's ill. That's crazy. That's crazy ill shit. Like, and the funny thing is, like, it's probably people sitting on top of stuff like that and don't even know. Like parents and shit.
Don't tell nobody.
They're just sitting on top of like old Atari games and shit. Like I'll be thinking about like the old Exo Squad toys and shit we used to have.
Yeah.
Like I wonder if they would be worth anything. Like the first run, the Ronin Warrior toys and shit. And I still got some of those.
Yeah,
but it's like the later releases though. You know what I'm saying? But, like, if we had, like, the older one, we had the big tub full of Exo. We had, like, damn near every Exo Squad toy. We had the big ship.
Marsala.
We had Marsala, De Leon, the whole Exo Squad team. We had the Jump Troopers.
Fucking love the Jump Troopers, boy.
What was his name? Sean Napier. That show was dope. I actually watched the first episode of it again. I think they got that joint on Netflix. Exo Squad is easily one of the best cartoons to come out. Like, that shit, it was a really good show. It was really good.
Oh, man, look at those dumb shit.
You had Marsala, who was like the house nigga.
Sell out.
You're fighting against your own people, son.
You little bitch.
You're supposed to be on their side. Help them die with your people. Come on.
Yeah, really.
Duh.
No. He was the only. And of course, he had to be the only colored. Daisy Marsh was Hispanic, I thought.
Was he supposed to be?
I don't know. He was Hispanic. I think he was black. He wasn't black enough to be black.
No, I thought he was
Hispanic, a really dark white person.
I don't know. I guess I never really thought about it, so
and
I don't.
Taz Takagi and. Let's see. Other couple of white chicks. Malik De Leon and all the jump ship troopers and
Elise De Leon.
Didn't he end up dying?
Well, Elise?
Yeah, he died. Didn't they end up cloning him?
Yeah. Well, he didn't die. He just got injured a lot to the point where he no longer had life.
Death.
So they had to bring him back. He was basically by the end of the show. See, that's spoilers. I can't spoil it, even though it's from like 95.
Yeah,
but I want people to watch that shit. Like, you got, if you haven't seen Exo Squad, you got to go on to the Hulu and get the fucking series, man. That shit is off the chains. And what it is it's the dudes, and they got the big ass fucking mech machines and shit, and they just go around just fucking up Neo Sapiens and trying to save humanity because humanity's going to die.
Die tonight.
And we don't want humanity to die.
We're going to die tonight.
We want them to live. So, remember the joint with the sharks? The street sharks?
Yeah.
You're street sharks? God. They got that on there. Man, Netflix got some shit, though. I like Netflix. I didn't like it at first, but then I think just seeing a lot of, even like the Double Dragon cartoon, we did the intro for the last one and shit.
Dragon.
Being able to see all that stuff was just like, oh, man.
The
you know what I'm saying? Because you never... Like, being a little kid, you usually didn't catch that shit all the time. So, it'd be like little episodes here and there and miss. You never got the complete story, never got to finish the show.
Mm-hmm.
So, being able to go back now and check out some of those shows and stuff, it's just, it's real good. Yeah. It's cool, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, that, started rewatching Hercules, The Legendary Journeys.
Oh,
I love that show.
You remember an anime cartoon when they had?
I don't remember that.
I think it was the Young Hercules cartoon.
I remember the Young Hercules show.
Yeah, they had a cartoon, too.
I don't remember the cartoon.
It was actually pretty good.
Was it?
Yeah.
They might have that on there. I had to check and see.
It was one of the bad.
I think they got the fucking. And you know what? People have been talking about, because you know they came out with the new Voltron joint.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they're reaching back now. You know, they had the new Thundercast that came out. Which the first couple episodes of that was pretty dope, but it just, I just kind of fell off of it.
Yeah, I did, too. I went in.
Yeah, I don't know. But then they had the new Voltron that came out, and people wasn't really liking that. But because of that kind of bringing Voltron's name back up, people was going back and watching the old Voltron again and shit. And people was loving it. And then, like, I've seen Voltron, like, episodes of it, but I never really followed the whole show. So that was one thing I was thinking about doing, too, just sitting down and really checking out, really getting into Voltron, seeing if it's really, really that dopeness that people say it is. I mean, I remember it, and it was a dope cartoon when you was little, but, you know, is it something that you could really sit down and just watch through and shit?
I don't think I could.
Like, I could sit down and watch through Exo Squad. If they brought I'm waiting for somebody to bring some Mighty Max, because I'll sit down and watch through that whole shit, too. Mighty Max is dope. You know what I'm saying? I might even be able to honestly sit down and watch, like, Gargoyles.
That was a good series.
Because that shit was just, it was so much story in that. Like, there's no way to get bored with that. I could sit down and watch that all the way through. So I want to see if I could do that with Voltron, too. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
Remember which name?
What?
The one detective show come on Cartoon Network.
The detective.
With the little dude that got turned into a little boy.
Oh, Conan. Detective, yeah, was Case Closed.
That was the shit.
Yeah, I used to like
good.
Case Closed. Yeah, Case Closed was good.
That was a good show.
I didn't know that came on Fox. I thought that was just on.
That was on Cartoon Network.
Yeah, oh yeah, Cartoon Network.
And then what was it? Come on, Case Closed, and then what was that thief's name? I'm running.
Lupin.
Yeah, Lupin the Third.
Lupin
the Third.
I like Lupin. I think I liked. Case Closed more than Lupin.
I did too. Case Closed.
But Lupin was cool. And Miyazaki got the new movie out, man. I want to go see that. Everybody's saying it's really good. It's The Secret World of Arrietty. I think I'm pronouncing that properly. But if you like Studio Ghibli and you like Miyazaki, like, I didn't even think he had anything to do with this one, but I guess apparently he does.
Hold on.
I thought it was just from the studio, but I guess it is a Miyazaki film.
What's the other one then? They look just like his movies he'd be making. The one about the little collector chick?
Yeah, that's this one. The Borrower. It's based off The Borrower. Borrowers.
Is that the name of the movie, The Borrower?
No, the movie is The Secret World of Arrietty. Arrietty something.
Oh.
Yeah. But it's based off of the book, The Borrowers, which was about the little people who borrowed shit.
Did they give it back?
This is like their, I don't know. I actually have the book. I should read it.
Because if they don't give it back, that's not borrowing, that's stealing.
I remember reading it. I mean, well, it's not, look, they live in the house. So technically, all they're doing is moving stuff.
What do you think?
Nothing stole.
What if they got somebody like OCD, nothing like stuff? Mark Summers?
He's going to be fucked up in the game.
Like, no!
He should be fucked up in the game. But everybody said it was a good, they said it was, from my, you know, what people were saying about it, it's kind of, because did you see Ponyo?
No.
Okay. No, Ponyo was super little kitty. You know, it was, I enjoyed it a lot, but out of all the, like, Miyazaki films that you can see, it is definitely one geared toward the children, right. Which I think that was the point. But even for an adult, it's a beautiful film, so it's something cool to watch and stuff, you know? Kind of something you have to kind of be, let your mind go on and not be all questioning shit like with most Miyazaki shit. But it's a good film. And this one, I think it kind of has that middle ground where, you know, it's family for the kids, but there's enough substance to it, and the pacing of the movie and stuff is good enough, and the characters for the adults to get into. So, like I said, I haven't seen it yet, but that's what I heard. I want to see it at the theaters. I want to support it while it's at the theaters.
Yeah, why not?
You know what I mean? Because then we can get more films coming through at the theaters. There's a lot of shit that came through the theaters I've been wanting to see that I missed. I wanted to see the new Trigun when that came. We didn't get to see that. Even back when the Full Metal Alchemist movie came, I wanted to see that and didn't get to make it to see that.
The Avengers.
The fucking Gantz live action joints came through, didn't get to see them.
I
don't know.
That was a pretty good movie.
The Gantz one?
That was good.
Yeah. I'm waiting for the second one still.
It does what I wish other animes just do in general with their damn cartoons. Is just cut the fluff. Yeah, cut the fucking plug. Just get to the good stuff. They broke down that whole season in, what, 1 hour and a half?
Yes.
2 hours?
Pretty much.
And you didn't miss anything. Like, exactly what happened in the show happened in there.
And then, yeah, yeah.
And they worked it out perfectly. Good job.
And if you haven't seen... And now, I would not... It's hard to suggest against anime, even though it was cool. It was a lot of cool shit that happened in it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to get into some like violent, bloody Japanese shit, Gantz, but I would do it in the manga form. Like, because that shit, like, it goes way beyond the anime.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the anime, because since the manga, like, a lot of times with the anime and the manga's still ongoing.
Yeah.
So the anime ends up having to take a turn of its own in order to complete itself and shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So. Or you end up like Inuyasha where the shit just stops because it's not.
That was some bull.
You know what I'm saying? Which they did come out with a second part of it. But apparently, the second part, again, just stops. Like, no fucking conclusion to the shit. So, but like, it's ill. Like, they get into some ill shit. But it basically what this is about is at the beginning of the anime and the manga, this kid and his friend get hit by a train. And then they teleport into this room.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they go in the room, basically they become kind of slaves of this gang.
Yep.
Where they have to go hunt these aliens. And they get like these power suits and these different crazy ass weapons and shit to go hunt the aliens. And you get points for hunting the aliens and doing different shit during the missions. And if you die during the mission, you're gone.
Damn.
Like if you get injured during the mission, like say you got your arm chopped off or you got stabbed and you're bleeding to death. But the mission ends and you get teleported back to the room, you get completely healed.
Yep.
And you died in the first place, but if you survive the mission, you get to go back out into the real world and continue to live your life until the little Gantz, it's like a little ball, summons you back to the room for another alien hunting mission.
And you have a time limit, people.
Yeah, and you have a time limit on it.
If time runs out, you're fucked up.
And then, they collect the points and they get certain shit for collecting like 100 points that you get during the missions, and it's some crazy ill manga, even better than the anime. Like I said, I would check the manga. I think Dark Horse put that out, but man, I would check that shit out. Speaking of comic book shit though, I'm just saying, apparently the Batman joint, because I haven't even gotten
talking about the new 52 ones or?
Yeah, the new, because there ain't no more old Batman. It's all new Batman now. It's all new. If it ain't the 52, it don't exist no more.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? But they saying that story is getting ill. So I'm going to have to hit the comic book store and pick up the rest of those, try to get the rest of the volumes of that. I think I got the first 3 volumes of it, which, I enjoyed it. You know, but I haven't yet gotten into the meat of what's going on. But apparently they're putting Batman in some real crazy situations. A lot of people are saying that it's kind of, because I guess the person writing it normally does horror comics.
Right.
So there's this feel of horror in the Batman world. But when you think about fear in Batman, you think about Batman scaring other people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
But in this situation, it's fucking Batman being scared. Hold up, we got a call. Yo, who's speaking with us?
What it do?
What up? What up? Introduce yourself to the people, my brother.
Franchise, what's going down?
Franchise, what up, brother?
What's up?
What's going on? What y'all talking about here tonight?
Man, yo, we talk about whatever you want to talk about. You got the mic.
I got the mic. Oh no, we don't want to do that. I'm a guest here. I'm not gonna come in and start bashing people and start doing my thing like some of y'all have heard me do. I come in, I'm just going to say, what's up? You know, kicking back, playing me a little Battlefield here. You know what I'm saying?
Now, you going to... was you listening earlier? No, Sponge put out a Head Hub Part 2. You going to be part of that?
Yeah, well, what's going on? I just got in, you know what I'm saying? I've been catching phone calls all day. You know, I got this injured foot, and, you know, we're trying to take care of that. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm turn me on to what you got.
All right, well, you know, it was last week or the week before where he was giving out a $20 PSN card, whoever got my dog tags, right?
Okay.
No, nobody got my dog tags because I'm the best thing that ever happened to Battlefield 3. I'm just put it out there. Now, apparently, they then came up with some kind of bunk-ass controversy. So we're going to do a part two this Friday. I think it's going to be starting at 7 Eastern time. Everybody got 2 hours to get my dog tags. If the first person to get my dog tags in that 2 hour, get a $20 PSN card from Sponge. If nobody gets it, then I get the PSN card. So it's free this money.
Hey, you know, this sounds like what the Saints is getting in trouble for right now. You know, putting bounties on people's heads. So that's what we're going to call. We're going to call Sponge Bobby's the new Sean Payton of Battlefield. Is that what we're going to do?
That's what it is.
That's what I'm talking about right there.
So, yeah, you down? You running with it?
Hey, I'm going to run with it.
All right. So we're going to, you know what I'm saying, we're going to have the room set up and everything. We're going to put it out over the Twitter to make sure everybody get it in. But, like, the way he's going to set it up, you know, I got to have a little backup. So since he's the one throwing it, he's going to be on my squad. And then he was going to try to get some of the Euro cats to hop on with us. And they're going to kind of be my bodyguards. And I don't need bodyguards, keep it real. But, you know what I'm saying? And they'll be on the squad helping me out. So everybody else will have an opportunity to get the dog tags. You got a two-hour period. You know what I'm saying? If you can get it, it's free money. I'm going to tell you right now, you're not going to get it. I'm going to just warn you. You're going to be wasting your time.
Hey, it don't matter to me. I'm out there for the challenge. You know what I'm saying, baby? It's always about the challenge. Right now, I'm in with my man, Disturbed Poppy. What up, dog? You know what I'm saying? We out here playing it right now. You know, I try to get in with killers. So, I mean, it is what it is.
Hey, bring him with you. Bring him up.
You must have done something to make that young man over there mad. Like to your Sponge Bobby.
You know, this Sponge, he just don't like the fact that I'm as good as I am without even playing the game every day. That's what it is. I think that's the problem. You know, it's natural born first person shooter talent. It comes out in my bones, and I'm just good. I don't know. Well, we're going to see if anybody could get them. So you fucking with the Battlefield 3 now. Anything else that you're playing outside of the Battlefield? Because that seems like to be the everybody's game right now.
Oh, yeah, it is. It is. I tried that Modern Warfare 3 out for a minute. You know, what's that noise they used to make on Price Right?
It was that bad. You weren't feeling it?
Hey, I had it for 2 weeks, traded it in like I do all the games. Okay. I only get them because people beg me to get them and play with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Run around for about 2 weeks with the game, and then I'm like, you know what? This is garbage. I'm tired. Let me get this while it's at a high trade-in credit and put it towards something else. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But right now, I'm still messing with that Arkham City.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? That game is hot. And if you got 60, 70 hours to spend on it, you know what I'm saying? I think it's really 40. But, you know, some of us cats don't get a chance to use the whole 40. Like, some people that just sit there all day. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm on 2K12.
Uh-huh.
You know, I ball up with anybody. Anybody that wants to get on there and ball with me, come with it. Franchise 254.
Yeah, you on PSN or and live, or you just on the PS3?
I'm just on PS3 right now.
All right.
You know, live, I'm not messing with it. That's a waste of $50 a year.
I got shit. Like, I got the Gears 3. It's open. I have not even put it in. My Xbox is packed up right now. And, like, I got Gears 3. I haven't even played it because if I put it in, I want to play multiplayer, but I don't want to pay for Xbox Live. Like, I don't. And I feel like if I'm going to dish out $50, I'm going to dish it out on PSN for PS Plus and get free games and shit.
You know, exactly.
It makes it hard to want to spend that money on Xbox Live.
And Xbox Live doesn't give you an extra 2-3 months to play with it either. You know what I'm saying? Once that year is up, you're going to have to pay for it again.
Exactly. And, you know, and it's funny when people make their argument, like they make the argument that a lot of people feel like Xbox Live is better than PSN and the PS Plus. And there are shit that it does better, obviously, with the cross-game chat and shit. But, you know.
But really, really, who needs cross game chat? Really.
Right, and that's exactly that, and that's where I was going to go with it. It's that feature is not a make it or break it. You know what I mean? I think the only thing that makes or breaks the communities on the live and on the PS3 is the fact that you'll get more people communicating on the Xbox Live, it seems like, than you will on the PS3. But that's because the shit is bundled with a mic.
Right. See, they got those little free cheap mics that come with them.
Right.
You know what I mean? So you got a mic regardless. You know, PS3, you got to buy one. But if you're smart, you can find a good, decent one for about $20.
Even that shit, I had a... like when I first got my PS3, I had an old ass USB mic that came with a game I bought on the PS2. That shit was and neither of y'all gonna remember this joint. It was Lifeline for the PS2.
Yeah, we had to talk to the lady.
You ever fuck with that game franchise?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that shit was fun. Like you had to give her the vocal commands and stuff, and like you had minimal hand controls, so it was all like. Through the voice, pick that up, shoot. It was annoying as fuck, but it was fun. But, you know, when I first got the PS3, I was using that, and I still don't use, like, a wireless headset for my PS3. I still got a, you know, I just upgraded to a better USB mic joint, and, you know, I keep it moving like that.
Well, see, I got down with the Bluetooth at first, and then that Bluetooth really wasn't doing what I wanted it to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what I'm saying? I got in with the PX21s, you know. I love them joints. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were hot. And then right now I'm using the Sony PlayStation branded ones, and they're real good.
Yeah, okay. Now, how much is them joints running?
About $100.
Oh, that shit better be good.
Yeah, I mean, you got your 7.1 surround and stereo, digital stereo and all that good stuff. So, you know what I'm saying? You're not going to go wrong on it.
No doubt. Now, a lot of people were saying that this time right now, these next couple of months, is like an early version of Gamageddon. I mean, is there anything coming out soon that you got your eye on that you're going to want to fuck with or...
Man, if I was able to get out of the house right now, I wanted to go get and I'm gonna be using my credit card to get it, but I want the MLB The Show 12.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm gonna get that Tiger 13. You know, all of it came out today, basically, or yesterday. Okay. Was it today? So you know what I'm saying? Everything pretty much came out this week.
Now, are you going to get that meal off of the baseball joint?
What's that?
You going to get that meal? Because you know they got the Major League Baseball joint. That's where they got the million-dollar contest, right? If you pitch a perfect game.
Oh, yeah, but that's that. You know what I'm saying? I do the show. I don't really do the 2K12. The show is better.
Okay.
Because they don't really do you don't have to worry about that. The gameplay is a lot better. You don't have to worry about the players swinging the bats, and the bats look like they don't even hit the ball. It's over the ball, but the ball still, you get a home run. 2K can stick to the things that they were good at. They were good at football, but they got the contract taken.
Right.
Now the number one basketball game maker. So, stick to that. Stay away from... Well, they did pretty good with hockey for a while.
Mm-hmm.
They need to get back on developing hockey. They're a one-trick pony right now. They got one game that sells better than any other. And that's the 2K series for basketball.
Right. So do they still... Because I haven't even fucking seen any hockey games out. Is there any new joints out for hockey?
Yeah, they put out... EA puts out a hockey game.
Okay, because I haven't seen. No, I'm like, I ain't even seen no great. Fucking hockey on TV or that. Like, that shit died. That fucking extinct sport and shit.
Yeah, they see, that's what they do. EA buys out all these contracts. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And they can't get nothing for it. You know, you can't get no developers out there to make the games anymore.
Right. Yeah.
EA knows if they hadn't have taken that NFL contract, guess what would have happened? They would have sunk.
And that
2K had a far superior football game.
And it doesn't, like, just coming from, like, the perspective, say, like, the NBA, I don't see what the benefit was for them to allow somebody to monopolize that contract. You know what I'm saying? It seems to me like you would want two products out there with your name on it. Two good products. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like either way it goes, you win.
Well, so, you know, that was part of that changing of the guard when they changed commissioners and all that. When all that started going down. You know, they put something out there and the current commissioner doesn't want to change it. He's like, okay, well, I'll just leave it where it's at.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, we're stuck with Madden for at least another year.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, hopefully he'll get his head out of his rectum and think about what he's doing and say, you know what, look, put some more products out there. Let's make some money. Because if you have everybody, you have to pay licensing fee. Whoever puts the game out has to pay it. So, you know, you cut Blitz out of the category. You cut out, you know, 2K.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you pretty much just, you're whacking off all these people. Who was it? Sony had an NFL game that they killed.
Yeah, I remember that joint.
I'm gone.
Yeah.
Remember that? Yeah, that was my joint right there.
It just didn't seem, to me, it just don't seem like a logical business decision. But I'm sure they had their reasons. I mean, the thing is, we never know what they got from making that decision, how much money could have been put in pocket for whoever. So.
Oh, yeah, you know, that was a must. You know, hey, man, we'll slap you a couple million just to make this go down. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There you go. Here's a suitcase behind the bench. Just walk by and pick that up. And then you sign the paper, you know. That's your laptop case over there full of money. handle your business.
Word up. Anything else, man? I see you heavy on the sports, man. You got to get some action shit in there. Some adventure shit. Nothing?
Nah, I mean, I've been playing that Batman, you know what I'm saying? Let me look over here real quick, see what I got underfoot. Yeah, throw down a little Killzone 3, little Crisis 2, you know what I'm saying? Got a couple of little whack games like Captain America, you know.
I heard that was pretty good. You ain't like that?
No, I mean, from a critic standpoint, you know, from what they told me about it, that's the best superhero game I've ever played. I have to lay it out there.
Oh, really?
I have to lay it out there. That and... What's the other one? Because that Thor was garbage. I took that back a couple of days after I got it. That was horrible. Right. Horrible, horrible. Wolverine, all this is the Captain America was kind of building off of what Wolverine did as far as the fight system.
Right.
So, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, it's not a bad game, but it's one of those games that if you sit down and you can run through it real quick and beat it. It is something that, you know, you have to be a fan of the genre. You have to be a fan of you know, superheroes and stuff to actually enjoy the game.
Right.
So I don't know if you saw on Twitter the other day, I was posting all these Batman and Justice League, you know, pictures and stuff. Me and SpongeBob's were sitting there talking about it.
Uh-huh.
And, you know what I'm saying, that's my thing. I'm a superhero movie, you know, I watch stuff like that. It's like when something, the new Justice League comes out, best believe I'm gonna have it. So I mean, that's just the way it is. You have to be a fan of something to actually be able to sit and critique a game. That's the way I look at it.
So how you feeling, being in the superhero shit, how you feeling about the new Avenger movie that's supposed to be dropping? And I know you had to have seen the previews and shit for it. How you feeling about that joint?
It better outdo Iron Man.
Have you seen the previews for it, right?
Oh yeah, I've seen it. I've actually got the Captain America Blu-ray with the preview for it and everything. And then the ones that they've been showing is pretty much the same thing. It looks all right. It doesn't look like a bad movie. You know what I'm saying? But, like I said, it has a lot to measure up to. Captain America wasn't bad.
I liked the Captain America, John. I thought that was pretty good.
It wasn't bad. It wasn't bad at all. You know, they could have expanded on it a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
But seeing as they didn't, I mean, you know, hey, it is what it is.
For an actually intro point followed, for his character.
Followed, huh?
So for an intro point for his character, I think they did pretty well.
Yeah, well, what they did was they kind of followed some of the cartoon movies that they had.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've ever seen, what is it, Justice League, or not Justice League, what's this damn thing? Let me look it up. I got it right here. All right, the Ultimate Avengers. They actually followed the storyline of the Ultimate Avengers for it.
Okay, so they got the Ultimate Universe version of the, okay.
Yeah. Where they have the black Nick Fury instead of the white Nick Fury.
Yeah, right. Samuel Jackson.
Yeah, man, 60-something years old and got a deal for, what, 7 movies?
Yeah, because he's like, spreading him out to, like, all the joints, all the little Marvel movies and shit. So, like, you ain't going to see him just in the Avengers. Like, he's going to be a little bit everywhere.
He was in the last Incredible Hulk. They had a little spot for him. It wasn't in the trailers like they did with the Iron Man, because that was the leading. They did Iron Man, and then they had Tony Stark in that one at the very end. And then at the end of that, they had another one that was like a go-between where he was in there. Then he was in. He had a big role over in Iron Man 2. And then he had a little small spot over here in Captain America. So, I mean. I didn't even see Thor. They told me
that
movie was
great. I saw the Thor. I went to the theater and saw that joint. I thought it was pretty good. I mean, it wasn't like top of the chart joint, but it was a good movie.
It was good.
It's a good watch. Like, if you like superhero shits, it's like I would put it up there, say, with neck to neck with Captain America. Like, if you like Captain America, I think you could like this, because, again, it just does a real good job of introducing the character and, you know, his adversaries and shit. So I feel like it did that really well. And, like, coming again, like, with this Avengers, having him in an Avengers movie, I think it's going to set him up for a second movie to really be able to kind of go all out with it. But if you ain't seen that joint, I would check that joint out.
Okay. Yeah, a friend of mine went and saw it. I was still in Germany at the time, and I wasn't going to pay $12 to go to the movies to go see it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was, you know, and they didn't get it on the base where I was working at in time, so I was like, okay, well, you know, my friend went and saw it. He's like, yeah, they could have done better with it. So I was like, okay, well, I'll just wait until it comes out on some kind of video and check it out.
Yeah, I would think it should be coming out on DVDs if it's not already out.
Yeah, it should be.
I don't know.
I think it's already out.
Is it? Yeah, I'm saying, because that came out a while ago.
Yeah, it came out before Captain America, so I'm pretty sure it's out. But I just, you know what I'm saying, I'm trying to catch up over here, you know, trying to get back in the swing of things. I was in Germany for 8 years, you know, chilling, so, you know, that it is what it is.
Getting back to American life.
America.
So, you fuck with the comic books at all?
Comic books, I haven't messed with a comic book in a while. But, you know, comic books is, that's where everything comes from, is comic books nowadays. You know, they start you out. You know, you watch, you play in the game, most of the games come from comic books.
Because I feel like,
you know, you start out with some of these fighting games, the shooters and stuff. You're looking at G.I. Joe when you're looking at, you know what I'm saying, some of these new shooters. I mean, maybe not as cartoony, but, you know, it's the same concept.
Yeah. And I'm actually a little bit, kind of, I'm ashamed to admit it, but a little bit looking forward to the new G.I. Joe movie. That shit look kind of dope.
I haven't seen this previous
movie. Hey, man. The only thing that really is going to make me mad about that movie is Marlon Wayans didn't come back.
Yeah, you know, in the back of my, every time I see the previews, I'm like, maybe they'll give him at least some type of cameo or some shit. But like, I like this character in the last
movie.
They
brought everybody back but him.
No, I think they replace everybody except for the main character dude, right?
Oh, I think. Yeah, well, yeah, Duke's coming back. I think General Hawk is coming back. And that's it, because they changed Roadblock. He's the Rock this time.
Yeah.
So, you know, the Rock's got, they gave him that role.
I don't know why they took it. I felt like he was good in the role.
He did a good
like
job.
I think the issue with it, actually, the first G.I. Joe movie wasn't a bad movie.
No.
The only problem I had with it is I felt like a lot of the shit they did, like with the little mech suit shit that they did, that wasn't G.I. Joe.
No, that was just some kind of like gimmick they used to draw the kids in. I mean, that's all it could have been. I mean, really? Who really wants to see G.I. Joe with mech suits?
Exactly. And that was my thing. Like, I mean, it ruined it as a G.I. Joe movie, but it was still a good movie. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I think that's what I'm liking so much about what we're seeing from this next movie. It just feels like some just G.I. Joe shit. No trying to add no little ills, no suits, no craziness to it. Like, it feels like you're going to open up a G.I. Joe comic or watch the old-ass show, and you're getting the live-ass version of it. And that's what people want. That's what I want. You know what I'm saying?
Snake Eyes was the only constant character on there.
Yeah.
It seemed like he was just did what he did on his own. There ain't no suits and all that other nonsense.
And plus, they said RZA supposed to be in it, so you know I gotta support the RZA. I think he's supposed to be Snake Eyes and their master in it.
Really?
Like they teacher and shit, yeah. So you know RZA my dude, so I gotta go support RZA in whatever project he in and shit.
I think, because they're gonna keep him in there regardless, and then they bring Storm Shadow back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then they're starting to bring some of the younger. I don't know how old you guys are, but I used to watch the old G.I. Joe cartoons. I'm kind of telling my age, but you know what I'm saying. I used to watch those when they came on in the afternoons after school.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? They started bringing Flint and, you know, Jinx and all of them into play.
See now.
And they're bringing them into the game. Into the movies, I'm sorry. So, I mean, you're going to see something really different out of this movie than you did the last one.
Yeah, I'm excited for this shit. So I think this is going to be, a blockbuster. You know what I'm saying? So
it's
going to be some dope shit.
Well, I mean, it's guaranteed, because they changed up a little bit, but they should have still stayed true to who they had in the movie. They should have brought, you know, Marlon Wayans back. They should have brought Scarlet back. They should have brought, you know, this person and that person back. General Hawk back. I mean, you've already established those roles, so why are you going to, you know, cut them out?
Right, and there's enough characters in that universe that there was no need to do that. Like, shit, even if you just brung them back and had them blew the fuck up at the beginning of the movie, like, keep that continuation, like, keep it going. Like, you know, that makes a strong disconnect between the first movie and what you're seeing now. Which, honestly, I don't even know if there is there supposed to be a connection between the movies, or is this supposed to be a fresh start of shit? I don't know.
See, that's what you can't tell. You can't really see what they're talking about, what they're doing. I mean, me and a buddy of mine got into it the other day. I mean, we weren't, you know, squabbling or nothing, but we were like, man, that's kind of racist. They cutting out all the brothers. They cutting all the brothers out of the movie. I mean, you had, what, 2, 3 in the last one. Now you don't have any. You have the Rock, but he's not 100%. He has Samoan.
But you know what I'm saying? And it's fucked up, because I think part of it had to do with people that was complaining about that shit. Motherfuckers was complaining about Marlon Wayne's character in the film and shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like instead of y'all just accepting him for what he did a good job in the film. There was absolutely nothing wrong with his characters, but I think it was.
Well, they didn't hold true to who his character was in the comic book. His character was a white guy in the comic books. That's the whole thing. That's why they bugged out about it. They're like, man, they're not following it. And then Duke, if you read the comic books, Duke was a sergeant. They made him a captain in the movie. I mean, what difference does that make? There was too much complaining about, you know, ranks and, you know, characters. And I mean, if you look out there at the blogs, I mean, you would have seen all kinds of crap that didn't make any sense for them to whine and cry and bitch and moan about. You know what I'm saying?
And, you know, it's like, what movie doesn't take those liberties, though? Like, you know, you want to... In some cases, you want to stay as true to a property as you can. But there's some things that when you tweak it, it's not going to ruin the shit. You know, changing the white character black or black character white, whatever. Fuck, I don't fuck the shit up unless you just put in a horrible ass actor.
True.
Then you're talking about a whole different thing. You know, changing the general to a captain, whatever the fuck. That doesn't ruin the shit. You know, and I think people get all nitpicky about stuff like that. And it's like, ah.
Well, you're watching a movie to watch the movie and see the characters that you're familiar with. You know what I'm saying? You're familiar with these people. I mean, like I said, I tell my age all the time, but I grew up watching these cartoons in the afternoon after school. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Snake Eyes and Stalker and Scarlet and all those guys, you know what I'm saying? I know these people. I identify with them. I went, you know, after school, I would run home. I walked to school every day, so I would run home from school just to watch the G.I. Joe.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm a fan. I've been a fan for years. I actually got the animated G.I. Joe movie with Don Johnson on it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, that's... Hey, man, like I said, I'm into animation stuff. You know what I'm saying? Cartoons and stuff, I'm with it. So, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, right.
I know some of my fans are probably listening right now. Be like, what? We didn't know you were like that. You were supposed to call out something. But yeah, man. I mean, you know, we had a discussion the other day about some of us being above 30 and still watching cartoons and, you know what I'm saying, playing video games and stuff and being fathers and married and so on and so forth.
And it ain't not, you know, it's... You know, I think people kind of get this this kind of movie attitude about what being an adult and being a man is supposed to be about. You know, you're an adult, you're a man, you ain't supposed to play games, you ain't supposed to watch cartoons and shit. Well, shit, as long as I take care of my business, you know, the bills is paid, family taken care of, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
shit is right. Hey, whatever I do with my free time is what I do. Don't worry about that
shit.
It's
not even affecting you.
Like,
it's ruining
exactly,
your life.
Exactly. You know, I got a shout out to the wifey, the ex-wifey. What up, Tina? You know, she used to hook me up with games and stuff. You know, hey, this game came out every Tuesday. She would be on base going to buy me a video game. Here, this came out today. Here.
See, that's what's
ooh,
up.
I saw this movie. I thought you might like it. You know
nice,
what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you know, things happen with people, but you know what? She was cool. She didn't really care about, you know, hey, you do what you need to do and you handle your business over here. You go to work every day. You work hard. When it's time for you to take care of the kids, you with the kids, you get up in the morning, you comb the girls' hair, you know what I'm saying, put a little pigtails in the hair, you walk up in the kindergarten, and then you go to sleep because you work at night. You know what I'm saying? You do that. I appreciate you. So, you know what I'm saying, anything that you want, it's there for you.
No doubt.
So you got to have, you know what I'm saying, dudes out there, if you ain't got a woman like that, all she do is complain about your video games and what you do and don't do, guess what you need to do with her?
Get rid of her.
Well, I'd say take her to the bed first.
No. One more quickie.
Hey, man, get your ugly on real quick. Call it a day.
Kick her out. The bitch out. Put the PS3 on the pedestal. Fuck that host.
You know, I mean, like I said, man, you do find them tools and fuse out there. Like my man Disturb, his wife is all about it. You know what I'm saying? She can go buy him whatever he needs.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? SpongeBobbies, you know what I'm saying? His wifey don't give a fuck, you know what I'm saying? She's there. She's like, all right, baby, you know what I'm saying? If that's what you want to do, you know, do you.
Right
up. So if a woman can't accept you for you doing what you want to do and what, you know what I'm saying, doing the things that you were doing before you met her, then she don't need to be around you. I mean, exactly. that's common sense. That's just how it's supposed to be.
Be a gamer. Look, man, we're running at the end of the show, so you're going to end it out with us. Give everybody any information you want to throw out there real quick. Go ahead and give it to the people. Twitters, sites, anything. Go ahead.
Hey, man, well, I'm franchise 254 out here. You know what I'm saying? At Twitter, you know, you find me. I might entertain you, I might not, but I'm going to run my mouth all day long. So, you know what I'm saying? That's all I got for you. You can go to the PlayStationShow.com. You know what I'm saying? We hang out over there. We get a little game on and everything. So, you know, just come by and see what we're talking about.
That's what's up. Y'all Yizzle.
Yeah, nothing. I don't say nothing. I'm coming after you, Jabberwocky. I'm coming after you, my friend.
What the fuck?
Fuck you up something proper, sir. Nah, man. No. You're going to be killing me four times. You're going to get away with it. I didn't feel like I got my vengeance yet. Talk enough about it, but forget it. I'm gonna get him.
You gonna get him?
I'm gonna get him. Hit me up at Twitter at almightyyall.com.
Hey, as long as we ain't got no team kills going on out there, you know what I'm saying? When it comes down to that $20 PSN card, we're gonna be good.
There might be some team. Somebody see you running up on me, they'll be like, fuck that shit. Take you out and try to get me themselves.
Oh, yeah, that's what they do.
Yo, this is the Boom Podcast. Check us out, www.battleclubgaming.com, on the Twitter, at Boom Podcast. You can follow the Battle Club Gaming, Battle Club Gaming, as Battle Club GMING, on the Twitter. Staccata, Yayizzle,
yo.
Franchise, we out of here, yo.
Good day,
peace.
Mate.